This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Happy 2024!
Woo! Can't believe it already. It's the new year.
I know. 2023 really, in some ways, kind of flew by. I was actually talking about this on New Year's Eve, but have you heard that quote that is, the days are long, but the years are short?
Yes.
I feel like that's what 2023 was for me, that the days and the moment felt so long and at times honestly unbearable. But the year, looking back at it, I just can't believe that we're in a new year, but I'm excited about new opportunities. I really feel like I'm embracing that this year, that it's new year, new opportunities.
That's a great way to put it. I like that. New year, new opportunities. I also felt the same way. It was a busy year, but also a great year, and it flew by, and I'm looking forward to this year. And like, obviously it's the month of January, so a lot of us have those goals and or intentions that we have for the year, which if you guys are interested to know how we set our intentions, we'll link the episode from last year about more about like not having resolutions, but more about having intentions. And so this episode is more of a lighthearted one. I feel like I'm sure you all seen the trend of what's in and what's out for 2024. So I thought we could just kind of tell our ins and outs for the year, what we are bringing in and what we're taking out.
I love that idea. And when I first saw that trending on social media, honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know if I like this trend. But then I got so into it and even did my own. So, you know, it grew onto me. But I think it's a really cool way for me. Even on social media, I was able to understand people a little more. Even people that I'm just, you follow, but you don't know much about them, being able to see their ins and outs. It had me connect to them more and just relate to things that people are going through. So I hope that this can kind of also foster this element of community as we share our ins and outs.
Yeah, of course. I also think it's an easier way to kind of put down or like formulate what you want for yourself by like actually categorizing what is in and out. Because I think sometimes it's hard to figure out where to start in terms of what you're looking for, what you're striving for. And so, yeah, I agree, Divya. At first I was like, ugh, I don't like this trend. But the more I saw it, the more I was like, okay, this is kind of fun.
Well, this is one quick thing that I'm going to add. This day, by the time we record, this would have passed. So I really hope you all take advantage of it. But Ravisha and I found out that there's a new moon tomorrow. And when there's a new moon, it is the best time for like intention setting and putting things out into the universe. And honestly, we've never done anything like this. But tomorrow, Ravisha and I are going to be journaling, setting our intentions. Actually, I do not have anything until 11 o'clock tomorrow, which is, oh, you also have, Ravisha and I have therapy on Thursdays at the same time. So
we do.
11 a.m. my time, 10 a.m. her time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do my intention setting in the morning, hopefully. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go and get a coffee around here, probably at Mojo. You know Mojo.
Love and Mojo.
I'm going to do my intention setting. So that's, before we say it, I hope one, you guys set your intentions on January 11th, but there's another new moon coming. So if you don't, it's fine.
Don't stress.
Don't stress. It's okay. You can still be okay. But that is one of the ins for us. That's a new in. We've never done something. And you also have to use a blue pen, by the way. I don't really know why. If you know why, let me know. But blue pen, set intentions, new moon, January 11th.
Think about all the things that you're wanting for this year, what you see yourself next year at this time, like picture yourself in that moment, and that intention, and I manifest the greatest things for you guys.
Hope everything and more and more and more is what you get in 2024. So as we jump into this, I actually have not heard, Ravisha and I have not shared our ins and outs with one another. So this is going to be, we are going to learn all together. So I'm very excited to hear. I'm falling off the edge of my seat. I need to hear your intentions or your ins, Ravisha. Please start.
Okay, I'll start with an in. So it's a more like positive note. But an in I want for myself this year, and I think everyone should have, is a morning routine. Divya just said she's waking up tomorrow and she's going to go grab a coffee and journal. And I want to have more of a morning routine before I go into work, because I realized how that important that time is in the morning, like before you start your day. And whether it's like going to work out, setting time to journal, or like having those kinds of routines in the morning, I feel like are so important to set off your day. And it's more so like for myself, because Divya will attest to this. I am the type of person that will wake up like 10 minutes before I need to wake up and be somewhere, because I love my sleep. And so with that, it's like, I realize I'm just like waking up, getting ready and going to work right away. And I'm just like looking more for having a morning routine where I'm actually giving time for myself before I start my day and getting into the busyness of everything. So that is one of my ins for 2024.
I love that. The morning routine can be life-changing on the times that I can have a morning routine. I really do feel like it changes my day. And I feel so much more grounded. I think that that's helped. Mm-hmm. Like stress level is having that sense of control in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you to have a morning routine. And I know that the reason many people don't is because they're like, oh, I have to wake up earlier. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, it's worth it. Like, I do not like waking up earlier than I have to. But the days that I do a morning routine, I am really happy I did. You feel mm-hmm. so much more grounded, less anxious, more in control of your life. So I know it can feel overwhelming to think, oh my God, I have to wake up earlier. But it definitely is worth it.
Agreed. I think sometimes it's one of those things that if you just sleep a little bit earlier, you can wake up a little bit earlier yeah. and like have that morning to yourself. So that's kind of something I'm really trying to focus on, because I do agree it does help with like the anxiety of like starting your day. And then in the evening, you're not trying to like find that time if it's like not possible sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. I guess, should we go back and forth, like do a little like hot potato? Yeah.
Why don't you tell me one of your ins?
All right. So my in for 2024, which you and anyone who knows me will be so shocked by, but it is my budgeting on Sunday, which
amazing.
It's crazy. It just, you wouldn't have thought I would do it, but I realized that I had a really bad relationship with budgeting, because I've always had this like fear relationship. Like, you have to budget so something bad doesn't happen to you. Like, it was if you don't do it, you will be punished, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so I just was very avoidant of that, because anything in general around punishment, it really, I don't know, I just don't have a good relationship, a reaction to it. So I avoid it. And so I realized that when I took that in my own hands and started doing that for myself, it's been really helpful. So it's even like I budget what I'm going to spend on coffee that week, like small stuff, coffee, dinners with people. If I have, you know, a plan that's on the calendar. I typically don't do like impromptu dinners. I just can't do that. I can't do that. I have to have it planned out. So I typically know what my week looks like in terms of what I could spend money. So I've been doing that. And then I've not made it restrictive, which is something that in the past I think will be like, oh, you go way below your means. I do something that's a little bit more realistic. So yeah, it's been feeling really good. And honestly, the last 2 weeks I've hit my budgeting goals and I felt really proud of myself. And wow. So it's something that's motivating also to do. And yeah,
that
I think
it's motivating. I actually feel motivated by you saying that, because I'm also the same way as you. And we'll have this episode come out in a couple of weeks, but like just like being financially smarter is one of my goals for this year, which I feel like it's something I've kind of ignored.
Yeah. And honestly, even when I was budgeting for a dinner I did last week, I had budgeted a little lower, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to really want to drink. Cause personally for me, I've not been really drinking on weekdays. I've been doing it when I feel like, oh, I'm at a restaurant, like, let me get a cocktail. Mm-hmm. But I typically haven't been drinking on a weekday, and it's not like on weekends, I don't know, you go crazy, but I'll have like a glass of wine or so, but I've been trying, you know, if I want to in the week, I will. But I was realizing I don't really need to. I don't feel the desire to have a drink in the week. So I didn't even like put that in my budget and was like, I'm gonna go to dinner and I don't need to get a drink and that's okay. And so that was also felt nice. So, budgeting in small ways. Or like, oh, to meet my budget, could I share an appetizer with someone? Just things that we can do to make our goals realistic. Because there's something that really stuck with me when I was just like reflecting in the end of 2023 is like my own financial freedom or what I do with my life financially is my decision. And so I was like, whoa, I have to actually do something about it. Like I can't depend on somebody else. I can't do anything like that. So I don't know. I had a weird revelation in the end of 2023. So I've had my Sunday budgeting and I've been really doing
That is definitely in for this year.
it. Financial, taking care of your financial health, that is it. Especially as women, we need to do that as women. Talk more about it. Talk about how we can make more money, how we can care for ourselves. Like we need to break some of those glass ceilings too. So I think talking about money and saving and budgeting will also empower us, like especially women.
100% agreed. I think if we give ourselves more opportunities to learn about it, we can succeed in that way as well. All
Okay.
right. So I'm gonna do one of my outs for the year.
Oh, Alex, we're doing outs now. Okay, let's do an
Oh,
out.
I thought we could go back and forth. What do you wanna
Okay,
do?
that's good. So we can kind of like balance the positivity around it or
Yeah.
not. Okay, I love it.
Okay. So one of my outs for this year is compromising your happiness for others. So I'm kind of at that point now, I feel like, where I'm gonna start saying no more to others and yes more to me. So what I mean by that is kind of just like doing things that I actually want to do and not doing them because to make someone happy. And so I'm just gonna be a little better about communicating my wants and needs. And so that's why sacrificing my happiness is out for the year.
No more of that. Especially, that's been something you've talked about on the podcast, like openly. You've done that and people pleasing. So I think that's a really great one for outs, and we all can support you in that.
Thanks.
Okay, so one of my outs is I'm looking at my list to be honest, and I have a
Okay.
feeling that I'm like, ooh, which one do I want? Okay, I actually like this one. Not taking accountability. You're like, we can get really like we want to defend ourselves because we think that we don't want someone to think we are wrong, or we feel that we have to like protect what we've done. But there are times that honestly, what we've done and how we've behaved is just it's not helpful and it doesn't serve our relationships and it actually might really, really hurt people. And so we have to be able to take accountability. And honestly, when you take accountability, that strengthens your relationships more. So I think I want to definitely like the outs is the not taking accountability and trying to like defend myself because you don't need to
That
always
is
defend.
such an easy thing for us to do. Is like
Yeah.
start defending ourselves because like obviously you want to like not be the one that's always right, but also just be like, oh, I gotta have my back and stuff, which you do, but being wrong is okay too. I think we need to like be more okay with that.
Yeah, like being wrong, we're allowed, it makes you human, but it's more about like, can you acknowledge the times you're wrong? So yeah, definitely the outs is not taking accountability.
Okay, another one of my ins is taking social media breaks when you feel like it's necessary for your mental health.
That's the one.
So this is like something I kind of started a little bit last year, but like I would like not go on Instagram until like a certain time of day.
For that.
And honestly, it's been like very great for me because then I just feel like, I don't know, my mind is like not been totally occupied by going on social media. I know a lot of us reach for our phones like right in the morning sometimes, and like it's so easy, like open up an app and be like, all right, let's start scrolling. And I was like doing that a lot. So I feel like if I'm feeling more overwhelmed or like need a break, like just being okay with taking a social media break.
Yeah, that's a good one because and I think you're not going to miss anything. I think sometimes I get worried. Oh my gosh, I can't take a break on social media. I'm going to miss something. Even the things that are your the things that are important to life in life for you to not miss, you will get it off of social media. Like you don't need.
Right, exactly. I think we're just so attached to the idea of like we have to constantly be checking it to see what people are posting. And I just think once you get into that cycle, like sometimes you need to remind yourself that it's not the end all be all.
Yeah. My in is being inspired by people instead of being like feeling in competition. And that's something you and I have talked a lot about growing up. Like, definitely in our communities, like, comparison is a really big thing of like, well, so and so did this, and oh, so and so became a doctor, and blah, blah, blah. And so I realize I've internalized so much of it that when I see another person, I immediately just like compare myself to them. Or if I see someone who, honestly, at the end of the day, does inspire me, I'm like, oh, I need to be better. I need to do this to be like them. When just slowing down and just letting yourself be inspired by someone and not feeling that need to compare, and that you can be inspired and really like excited by the people around you. So that's something that is an in for me. So then I think
I
that can
love
also help
that.
be more connected.
Think about how much you can learn from another person by being inspired by them.
Yeah, I'd seen something too about like, so, and it kind of ties yours and mine with social media about like unfollowing people who don't inspire you. And then it's also like not a bad thing if someone doesn't inspire you. It's like some people will inspire you and some won't. And you don't have to have your feed full of people that don't inspire you, like making social media more of a place that feels exciting, inspiring. And so
100%.
it
Yeah,
can
make
be.
it a place where you feel like safer and better, like, not like a negative space. That's not what you want by like going on these apps. So if you need to unfollow people, you need to unfollow people.
Give me
Okay.
out.
My second out is, well, this has been like an out for a long time for me, but I feel like I want to voice it more, is disorganization.
Oh yeah, that's one for you.
What I mean by that, I mean like just like decluttering when you feel like stuck in your head, feeling like the space that you're in just isn't feeling right. It's like, so getting rid of like disorganized spaces, I guess, like, doing like closet cleanouts more frequently, finding time to like organize like drawers that haven't been like organized in years or like months, that kind of thing to like help declutter also your mind and like free up that space.
Yeah. It's funny because yours with your declutter was funny to me because you are usually declutter, and so like it has been out for a long time. But you, with my in, so December, I cleaned so much of my apartment, and it honestly felt so good. So monthly cleaning and organizing, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like even just opening a drawer that has a lot of junk in it and cleaning that, and I'm gonna try to do that. Those small tasks on a monthly basis, so I feel better about it. So that for me is definitely one.
Yeah, I think sometimes we become so overwhelmed by like cleanings because we think we have to like do everything all at once, which is like impossible. And so then it all kind of piles up. If you just take it one small task at a time and then do it over time, it will be so much more of a benefit to you.
Totally. And as I said that, I just realized I did another in and I did not do my out. Because I thought the in was monthly cleaning. And you gave me an out with disorganization.
Yes, yeah, because I said Atlas disorganization.
Was going to be one of my ins, so I don't know. I got excited and
Know
wanted to
what? It works. It works. We're just going with the flow
do
here.
whichever one comes to mind.
Oh,
Change of plan. Like, while I was getting excited talking about my cleaning, I'm like, oh, you actually did the assignment wrong. But
it's, you know what's the best part about this is that we haven't talked about this beforehand, and so we're kind of just saying how like we made our
totally.
own list and like kind of telling each other while we're recording, but
Yeah.
it's kind of fun this way.
Oh, I like it. Well, I'll give it an out then for me. Well,
Sure.
out is oversharing. Okay. Oversharing. You don't need to overshare information about your life. You think a lot of the time for someone like me or any other people pleasers, you want to like be connected to everyone, be the bestest person, nicest friend in the world. You feel like you have to overshare to, and I don't mean like overshare in a way that is obnoxious, but you feel that you need to share with people parts of your life when there are just some things you might not want to share with people, and that's okay. And it doesn't mean you're doing something bad. Like you are allowed to be selective in the information you share with people. I don't know if there's anyone else who struggles with this, but at times I'm like, oh, I feel like I have to share. If I have something I need to share, if I share it with one person, oh my gosh, like you have to be a nice person and or even including people. Like you include one person, you have to include a ton of people. So it's like oversharing, overcommitting yourself to include everyone. Like you're allowed to use your information and time as really sacred things. And it's okay if you want to tell some people some information, you don't want to tell some people some information, or if you want to spend some time with someone and you don't want to spend time with someone, like that overall vibe is something that is very much an out.
Okay, that's funny because I was also that was like my last out kind of
Oh,
yeah. Which I want to like kind of go off of too because I feel like it's maybe not a common thing to hear that because like sometimes like you hear more of oh like you should be comfortable sharing whatever's on your mind or all this stuff but it's like sometimes people do it like you said to people please and to do to like overcompensate for something else like because they need to and so I really glad you like put it in that way because it's almost like what is comfortable for you but not doing it because you feel like you have to.
Yeah, exactly. And that you actually look back before you do and be like, do I really want to do this? And if the answer is no, you like don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Feeling more comfortable with yourself just being like I'm good with how much like not giving all this that's going on in my head or something.
We
Okay.
needed that. I feel like we both do that very much in that
Me
difficult
too.
year. Let it go.
Let it go. All right. Now my next in is asking for help slash advice whenever you feel like you could use it. I am so guilty of being so in my head all the time. As I mentioned before, that like asking for help or like advice on something is usually actually pretty difficult for me because I think that I can do everything on my own. So I'm trying to be more better about just seeking advice, help from like the people around me and feeling comfortable to do so. Being vulnerable, basically.
I love that. Amazing. My in, it's one that I actually, it's not a new in. I did this in 2023 and it has been amazing for my overall like anxiety levels and like health. And it came to mind just now because Ravisha, we talked about that with you and coffee, but no coffee on an empty stomach. Friends, stop drinking coffee on an empty stomach. Do not do it to yourself. If you are drinking coffee, have a protein, no empty carbs, no empty coffee. And it doesn't mean coffee's bad, it doesn't mean carbs is bad, but to have protein with it because then that balances your blood sugar.
Yeah,
And
so this is a funny, well, this is a conversation we had earlier today, but I was telling Divya, oh, I was like waiting to drink my coffee until it was the right time. And I'm sure people have seen this going, or this is like something that we should be more aware of, but drinking coffee right away in the morning on an empty stomach, raises like your blood sugar levels and also your cortisol levels. And so then you kind of have dysregulated like hormones. And we actually like don't need coffee like in the morning right away because how our sleep cycle is like once you wake up, you should feel like somewhat energized until like, maybe an hour or two after. So yeah, what Divya said, like it's actually really important to have something like protein based in the morning before your coffee.
yeah, when I started seeing my functional dietitian, she was very helpful in being like, coffee is not bad for you, carbs are not bad for you, but always have it with a protein. Like I think in our
Yeah.
how I grew up in our like kind of like millennial diet culture era was like, carbs are bad, don't eat carbs. Like we just thought carbs are terrible and the devil, and they're not, right? Like carbs are also good for you, but just have it with a protein so that your blood sugar doesn't crash. And so
Right.
yeah, I think
And I
that.
used to intermittent fast a lot, and when I did that, I like intermittent fast, but then would just have black coffee on an empty stomach. And like, think now when I think back, which was not too long ago when I used to do that, I was like, that's like so terrible for me.
Yeah, and it's like we do all of these things without even realizing how bad
Yeah.
that is.
So is that's my list. Is that
That's
yours?
my list too. And I just want to, yeah. So, I don't even know. I'm feeling really excited about this year. And now we put our ins and outs, especially our ins. I mean, outs we're done with. You kicked you out the door. We don't need to think any longer. Ins though, now we put it out here on the podcast, so we are committed to doing them.
Yeah, we can like check in with one another when we're feeling like, oh, how are your ends going?
Yeah. And we can write on our for our what's tomorrow new moon day. We can write our ins that it will happen. We will do this and we will succeed.
Can't wait for our intentional journaling.
Oh, I have a blue pen, but you know what? I also have a glittery blue pen, so I think I'm gonna switch in between.
Love that.
I'm really ready for our day of journaling tomorrow.
We're really determined for a great 2024. I'm so excited. I'm seeing D going to go. Oh, Divya's coming to Chicago in like a week, and then I'm going to New York.
Yeah.
So we're so excited to be seeing
Gonna see
each
a lot of
other.
each other. And then I was telling her too, because within a month, we're seeing each other 3 times, which is so crazy for long distance besties. If you have a long distance best friend, you probably know that 3 times in a month can be very, very rare. But for us, we are very lucky that it's going to be three. I'm going to Chicago, like Ravisha said. And then, like she said, she's coming to New York. And then we have a bachelor party that we're both going to. So it'll be fun.
Thanks, guys, for listening. As always, we would love to hear from you, your ins and outs of 2024. So let us know.
Let us know and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.